All right. Thank you for staying tuned. Really, I've been overwhelmed by the recent happenings. My goodness. 12 minutes gone past the hour of 5. Like I say, always we talk for development. And I want to believe the last conversation is proof to that, that we talk for development here. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And I am Kalada Kurubatabo. It's time for us to move to another weighty conversation. It's weighty because it still has to do with, River State, and at this time, the politics in River State. It's no longer news that the political drama, or there has been political crisis in River State for more than a month now, and it started with, the burning of a portion of the State House of Assembly. Now, on Friday, during the media charts, by the FCT minister, he mentioned briefly in passing that the governor of River State may have been the one who perpetrated the act. Let's take a listen.
When you answer, you see, you have to be careful. But why would, look, if they continue, if you call me, assuming I'm the one who perpetrated it, for example, do you go there, sir? They will direct the impeaching you. Is that why you send people to go and burn the hallowed chamber? Is impeachment done one day? Impeachment process, is it a one-day affair? Then you raise ethnic politics. We have never had it like this before. For an ethnic group to come and say this.
We've seen you together after that time. We thought you've made up.
Will anybody stop you from going to functions?
So that was a photo ops.
I'm not a president.
He has apologized.
Listen, no, it's not true. Mr. President, you see, anything that would not to respect Mr. President can never exist. It's not there. All you see, you are saying dancing around is because Mr. President said, Minister of the Village, you do this, you go and do this. It is a very president. Bad president. It's a very bad president. Look, politics. It's not. When the law speaks, Thuggery will run away.
All right, when the law speaks, Thuggery would run away. I mean, you heard for yourself the allegations and the accusations there. And that's why I have as guest on the show a political scientist, University of Port Harcourt. I'm talking about Dr. Obinna Nwodim. Dr. Obinna, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I wouldn't waste much of your time. I know you're pressed for time, so I'm going to quickly delve into the conversation now. First of all, as a political scientist, what do you make of the political drama in River State? Right now, the legislative arm of government is in comatose. We just saw a ruling by... We just saw a report that the Federal High Court has postponed, sittings or plenary or whatever it's called, this court session, to next week, and which means that for another week we would not have legislative activities in River State. So what's your take on the political drama happening in River State? Let's start from there.
Okay, it's very disturbing and awesome for an average businessman or woman for the proposition of enlightenment. It's important that we understand how important the legislative assembly is.
Okay.
When we look at the government of the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, we will find the important place of the legislative assembly in the life or the political life of the state. When we look at the various chapters of the constitution, for instance, look at chapter 1. That provides or gives the general provisions of the Constitution. You find that in item 4 or part 2 of the Constitution, where you talk about the powers of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, that the legislative comes first before the executive and the judicial powers. have to tell you how important the legislature is in the life of the state. And then when you go further, chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the Constitution, chapter 5 talks about the legislature before you talk about the executive and the judiciary, the National Assembly and the State Assembly.
Mm.
And so it tells you how important the legislature is. But it comes first before the executive and the judiciary. The legislature is referred to having our House of Assembly is referred to as the hallowed chambers.
Mm.
You know, it is a speaking house, it's an assembly of every citizen of the state. Now, for our state, because we have a representative democracy, every citizen is supposed to be in the legislative assembly to speak his or her mind.
Mm.
But because this is a representative assembly, the constitution allows for persons to represent each of the constitution as prescribed by law. And so that is why you have individuals who are representing the people and speaking on behalf of the people.
Mm.
So for us in River State, you now have 32 persons who we describe as honorable members representing the interest of the entire state. Now, what is happening is indeed an affront. When you come to the incident that happened a few weeks ago, is it an affront on the collectivity, on the entire over 5 million citizens of River State?
Mm.
Now, and then, by the fact that the Legislative Assembly is no longer sitting, the symbol of democracy, because the Legislative Assembly is a symbol of democracy, being the fact that is the speaking house and where the entirety of the people are represented, is no longer functioning. It does mean that democracy has been arrested.
Mm.
It is no longer democracy because there is no house wherein the River people will come to ventilate their ideas, their thoughts, and decisions are made on their behalf by the representatives. So that is where we are in River State. And so if you ask me, I will say that democracy in River State is now caged. It's under arrest.
It's under arrest. Now, quickly now, I like how you've put it. You know, you've taught what is in the Constitution, and you've said, the legislative arm of government is so important, and it's a symbol of democracy. However, in River State, democracy is now under arrest. But then again, you had the former governor, where he accused the present governor of destroying the hallowed chamber, as you rightly described it. What do you make of the politicization of the legislative arm of government? As a matter of fact, I'll put it like this. What do you make of how Rivers politicians right now have now made the legislative assembly a battleground for political power?
Well, simply put, it is worrisome. You'll recall that what is happening today is like history repeating itself.
Okay.
You recall that in 2013, we had a similar case, right?
Mm.
That the hallowed chamber was also desecrated.
Mm.
And today, it is repeating itself in a more worrisome dimension. Now you hear explosives used to destroy the hallowed chambers. So it is indeed very, very worrisome. It is a symbol of democracy that we are talking about now. You know, for the purpose of enlightenment again. Those who would have perpetrated the act, you know, should also know what they have done to democracy and insult the entirety of USA, whether it is the people directly themselves or their sponsors, or they and their sponsors and others, because we believe that persons are behind the incident that took place in the Liberty House Assembly a few weeks ago. Right? Now, talking about the accusation by the former governor of Rivers State accusing the present governor of having a hand in that incident. Two things are there. I start to be correct, but to the best of my knowledge, there has been no report, preliminary or any form of report by the police of that incident that took place, you know, which took place about 4 weeks ago and all that. And given the gravity of such an incident, that is a crime against the state. By now, River State would have had a report, either preliminary, and then they will be told that further investigations are ongoing. But none of that has come up. Perhaps maybe the police authorities will say that the police commissioner who was in charge of the state when that incident happened has been redeployed and a new commissioner is on target. But they owe the citizens the responsibility of telling them what it is and all that. And with the statement of the former governor of the state, this is like elite. Perhaps you know
you think you think it's a you think it's a lead. You think it's a they lead.
Should, you know, invite them. They should invite him, and then he is, you know, in a position having made such a statement to also expatiate on the allegation that he has made. He should be invited to actually expatiate on that allegation, even though the present governor has immunity and other, but the police too has the powers to investigate and to unravel the mystery behind that incident. That is what the River people should be looking out for.
All right. At this point, I will have to let you go, but thank you very much for your time, Dr. Obinna Nwodim. I do appreciate.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. I do have a wonderful day. You and I will look at this conversation when I come back from a commercial break. Just stay tuned. I want to ask a question. Stay tuned, please.
And now, Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
28 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's continue the conversations here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is Hard Facts with Kalada Korubatubo, and we're looking at the conversation of the former we're looking at the conversation of allegations against the current governor by the former governor, and he's accusing the current governor, Governor Simnalai Fubara, of being the perpetrator of the burning of a portion of the House of Assembly complex, or the hallowed chamber of the House of Assembly. Let's take a listen.
Impeachment. What's impeachment? Then do you figure out when you answer? You see, you have to be careful. Look, if they are impeaching you, did you call me? Assuming I'm the one who plotted it, for example. Did you call me, sir? They didn't impeach me. Is that why you send people to go and burn the hallowed chamber? Is impeachment done one day? Impeachment process, is it a one-day affair? Then you raise ethnic politics.
You know, just for, you know, clarity, I'm going to play that part of the soundbite again.
Impeachment. Who's impeaching? Then do you figure out when you answer? You see, you have to be careful. But why would look, if they are impeaching you, did you call me? Assuming I'm the one who plotted it, for example. Did you call me, sir? They didn't impeach me. Is that why you send people to go and burn the hallowed chamber? Is impeachment done one day? Impeachment process, is it a one-day affair?
then you raise ethnic politics. We have never had it like this before. For an ethnic group to come and say this.
We've seen you together after that time. We thought you've made up.
Will anybody stop you from going to functions?
So that was a photo ops.
I'm not interested. What
about? He has apologized.
Listen, no, it's not true. Mr. President, you see, anything that we can do to respect Mr. President can never exist. It's not there. All you see are saying dancing around is because Mr. President said, Minister, don't believe it. You do this. You go and do this. He disobeyed President. Right President. Disobeyed right President. Look, politics is not. When the law speaks, Togri will run away.
All right, when the law speaks, Togri will run away. Maybe that should have even been the caption of the show. When the law speaks, Togri will run away. However, you had the FCT minister, yes, amazing one week, there saying that the governor, Simnelai Fubara, sent people to go burn down the Hallow Chamber, built with taxpayers' money. It's an allegation, but I've always said when two elephants fight, the grasses suffer. And using that analogy, I always say when the politicians fight in River State, we the people suffer. And it's not the first time we're getting to see politicians fight in River State. We've seen politicians fight over the years, especially in River State. And the first question I want to ask is, why do we have the pulling down or bring everything down mentality when we play politics in River State? Now, I cannot verify, and as a matter of fact, like I would tell a caller, if a caller were the one making this very comment, it is an allegation, it is an accusation, and it is yet to be verified, and only, a proper investigation by the police or, a judgment by the court that can, affirm or say otherwise the comment by the FCT minister. However, I want to get your thoughts on this one. Like my guest did say, the legislative arm of government is in comatose, and it is, a slap on democracy in River State. It is an arrest. It's an infringement on the human rights of you and I. So I'm going to follow this story. I'm going to continually follow the story until we come to a good conclusion. Right now, the Federal High Court has said that everybody wait till next week. We'll look at the arguments next week and we'll give a judgment, maybe in subsequent sittings. But I don't know how the court will go. I don't know what the judgment of the court will be. However, this is where we find ourselves in River State. What do you make of the accusation? What do you make of the allegation of the FCT minister? I'd like to hear from you. Time is fast spent. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. The phone lines are open. Time for contribution. We're live on Facebook, Nigerian Info PH. We are live on YouTube, Nigerian Info PH. And we're active on X, Nigerian Info PH. So let's look at some messages. Lockman James is asking, Sim burnt down House of Assembly now? Iba Dibune Dule, Chief Canada, the baseless insinuation and outburst of the FCT minister is as a result of a breakdown of our purchase agreement between him and Fubara. If there is anybody to be held responsible, it should be him, because after the ugly incident, he publicly said that impeachment is not a coup. He did not deny or accept that he is the one behind the impeachment, but impeachment is not a coup, is it? I'm asking. Memoye Gentle Odum says, Wike should allow Governor Sim Fubara to breathe. Wike is not the owner of River State. During his time as governor, nobody disturbed him. River's people are behind Sim. And Dumi Flex Desmond says, let him, Wike, remember the song he released with the title as he did pin them. He did sweet us. The allegations are highly unacceptable. Why will Wike accuse Sim of burning the assembly complex? Which evidence does he have? My opinion, I think Sim by now should know who's with him and against him. I've got Braid from Agri Road. Braid, welcome. What is on your mind, please?
Good evening, Mr. Batua.
Yeah, I greet you.
Yeah,
Greetings.
Mr. Abatuwa, Yendeba. Let the governor of River State allow him to breathe. And let him allow River State to breathe. Now, he made one statement that Sim is the one that bombed River State Park of Assembly. Can the security agency investigate him or invite him to come and make more emphasis? Because last time I checked, he has no humility. So as such, to make a very categorical statement, I think he should be called for questioning.
Okay.
And also, let us look at this thing. Steve has already said that the House of Assembly should come and tell what he has done that they won't impeach him. Is it because he has visited the Songhai farm? Is it because he has promoted teachers? And is it because somebody somewhere is using River State aircraft he has not talked? So I think they should be able to stay
quiet.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Bray, thank you. I've got Chino here from Ajib. Chino, you're welcome. What is on your mind, please tell me?
I'm calling from Ajib.
All right, welcome, Chino.
Hello, Galada.
I can hear you, Chino. Go ahead, I'm listening. What's on your mind, please?
Okay. So the past governor is blaming the current governor that... He is responsible for the burning down of River State, the House of Assembly. I disagree with the past governor. This is a gentleman. I mean, I'm talking of Milaye Bara, a gentleman that doesn't look for trouble. How can he accuse him of masterminding the burning down of River State, the House of Assembly? I disagree with him. It's a Canada, one of the problems of what has impacted the River State. It's a rich state, a very strategic state when it comes to Nigeria economy and the political life of this country. River State is very, very important. It's not that what one person has told the entire state to be. In fact, I say I wish for River State.
All right.
I wish for River State.
All right.
Except River State arrives and says, enough is enough. And after we don't have air that in this state. We don't have air that. And that's one of the problems of this state. No air that. This cannot happen in some states in Nigeria. It cannot happen.
Right.
We are one person who holds millions of citizens to ransom. And nobody is talking. Everybody has become politicians.
All right, I've got to go summarize.
On daily basis, and nobody bothers. All we are talking about is politics, 6-8 years. This man has been empowered. It's all about politics and politics. Grow the economy of state.
Thank you very much. I've got to go. I'm sorry. Let's see. We've got messages even on Facebook. I've got messages there. Clever Sonny says, I am very happy today because all those that were calling former Governor Wike high tension power in 2015 are now crying. Let the music play on. Franklin Bulubo says, allow the people of River State to breathe. All right. Ugona Ama, I see your message, but I don't think it's radio friendly. I'm going to move on now. All right. This one says, oh my, I've got so many messages. All right, I'm going to read some few messages. I've got some guests, so I have to, you know, step aside for a bit. But we'll continue the conversation in the open season. So it says, when I hear Wike say the law, is Wike now the law, or is it because judges are loyal to him because they always give him favorable judgments? Today he's talking about ethnic groups. It was the person that brought in the ethnic sentiments to everything. In 2015, the people he's now referring to were the people who truncated the opportunity for him to emerge. Is Wike not the number one ingrate, you asked? Today, out of the 8 federal appointments that came to the state, only one is from the Okrika Riverine. Recently, one is from Igbo. The rest are Ikwerre Igbo from Anonymous.